This chazar zeichen nishal bachiches chashagam ravam yehudim esechdes yuma daf mem ches. So the Gemara, Mishnah says, if the blood of an animal falls to the floor without ever having been first in a keli, it's pasul. If it was caught in a keli and then spilled onto the floor, it remains kosher. A braisa explains, we can pick it up and then bring it onto put on mizbeach. A braisa explains that we learn this by dashing the pasuk of velokach midam hapor, as if it says velokach dam mi hapor. The blood has to be caught in the keli. That's the only way it could be kosher. It has to first be caught in the keli. Based on the above, Rav Papa asks, if the keteiros falls out of the kohen gadol's cupped hands, is that like the blood that falls out onto the floor from the animal's neck, and therefore it's pasul? Or is it like it fell from a keli, his hands maybe have it in like a keli, and therefore it remains kosher, you can pick it up and bring it? Take ublaib da shayla. Our Papa asks, if the Kohen Gadol has intent to offer the Keteiros after its proper time, does that create a pigle? Is that a situation of pigle? Rav Simon bar Ashi said, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva says, the Keteiros is subject to psul for being even partially touched by a tful yom. Presumably, this would also include Keteiros in the psul of being left overnight. Presumably, this would extend even further and say that there's the psul of the Keteiros even applies if there was an intention to offer it after the time that it was supposed to be offered, meaning there would be a psul of pigle. Rav Papa asked, what's the intention? What if this intention happened during the shoveling of the coals, which is only a preparatory act for the keteiros? It does become psul through that as well? Take ublaib da shayla. It was asked of Rav Sheshes, if the avoida of halacha, which is carrying the blood in his back, if that's done while carrying the blood in the left hand, is that a problem? Does that make it possible to remain kosher? He answered, our Mishnah says the spoon of the keteiros is carried in the left hand. We see that halacha in the left hand must be valid. Frech the Gemara, why didn't he answer from the Mishnah which says that certain limbs of the Tamid are carried to his back in the left hand? You see over there, halacha is kosher. Mar says, we would think that's allowed because carrying and burning of the limbs are not essential for kapara. However, carrying of the blood may only be done in the right hand because it's essential for kapara. And maybe, that was his question. That's why he answered from the Mishnah of Keteiros, whose carrying and burning is also essential to the kapara. And you see that it can be done in the left hand. Frech Mar Abraisa clearly says that halacha done in the left hand is possible. To Yufta and Echanami shlugs up what we just said, that it's kosher. Fact Gemara, we find that Rav Chista himself was aware of this braisa because he used it to ask a question. Rav Sheshes himself was aware of the braisa because he used it to ask a question to Rav Chista. Where I said at the time of his statement above, he was not yet aware of it, and that's why he said something which was shlugged up from the braisa.